and then you compete in the 12 hours of Sebring. That was on Hendricks Army Airfield, World War II Air Base in Sebring, Florida.
FIA is the sanctioning body of only two racetracks in the U.S., and that's Sebring and Daytona.
How many miles around was that track?
12 miles, 12.5.
But the 12 was also for 12 hours you ran.
That's correct.
You start at what time of the day?
11 o'clock, I think it was.
And you'd go till almost midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not really smooth driving, was it?
No. Sebring was breaking up badly. I mean, it was neglected. But that was part of the game. In sports car racing, you do not have outside lighting. All the lights are supplied on the cars themselves. So your vision is not just perfect out there, 130 to 160 miles an hour. But at Daytona, for instance, they always worried that you got off that track out there, they couldn't find you because you'd be sailing off of that embankment that was, I said it was 45, but I saw some writings on it. They said it was 35. But anyway, that's the big bank. DX Sunray, we were having good luck for them, and they decided to field three cars.
Right, but I'm going to come back again here. For six of those Sebring appearances, you co-drove with Delmo Johnson.
He was a Chevrolet dealer, his father was, at Dallas. He was the largest Chevrolet dealer. As such, they had plenty of in with the factory. Don Yankel was the other, Yankel Chevrolet.
Tell me how it works to co-drive. Are you 2 hours on, 2 hours off? How does that work?
We were limited through the sanctioning body to 44-gallon tanks is what our vets had.
What kind of gasoline are you burning?
Essentially aviation gas. It was 12.5 compression ratio. So consequently, you could not have a lower octane fuel. And it was supplied by either Sunray DX, Gulf Oil had a team. Roger Penske came up that way.
I'm going to bring you back again. So did you drive 2 hours? How did that work?
We'd either drive 2 or 4 hours.
Wow. This is loud. What kind of equipment? Do you have a helmet?
Oh, yeah. We had Bell helmets. The big people back then, they might still be, as far as I'm concerned. I know one saved my life when I hit a dirt bank in the 10th hour at Sebring. Corvette had a roll bar. And I was knocked forward. We used a good harness, a 7-point harness, which is the same that they were using military-wise for the airplanes. But I still had enough movement that I hit that Bell helmet hard enough onto that bar that it cracked the helmet. Hmm. Bell didn't think you could do that, and they were there immediately. They wanted to get down there and find out what happened. That was the only really hard thing that happened to me.
I can't imagine. You're bouncing around, you're vibrating. The vibrating is very loud, so that when you finish and you start walking around, your body was still vibrating, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It took its toll. I was very young, though, too. But being a front-engine car, it made it doubly bad. You'll see these beautiful pictures of these cast guards over the mufflers going down the side of the cars. They came right by you within probably 2.5 feet. In your ear for that length of time.
Wow. It affected your hearing, probably.
Oh, somewhat. And others more than other. First, we did try to wear earplugs, but hell, you came in, you didn't have time. Our communication with pits were very, very limited, particularly with our Corvettes being glass. You could not transmit signs well enough. Our engineers figured out to put copper strips on those vets, and that's how we were able to get communications from the car to...
You could talk by what? Radio?
Yeah.
Two-way radio?
Two-way radio is what it was.
Oh, so you could tell them I'm coming in for a pit stop?
Yeah. Or
they'd tell
we
you.
Were under their control. They told us.
Okay.
Now, there's the strips on the car right there.
Right.
And we figured that out. I mean, not we, our team.
We should point out here, the Corvette, and for those who are listening back generations to come, was America's sports car. And we all remember the television show Route 66.
That
and
made it.
When the Corvette starred in that television show, it became the most successful concept car in history, most popular sports car in history. And so when you were going to drive, that was the only sports car to drive at the
time. That's right.